Andy Holdings Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast here on Sunday, October the 28th. Hopefully you've knocked your clocks back, because we've got a nice early start here at Galway this afternoon for you in Ireland, beginning at 12:35. And some decent action as well we have at the Ballybrit venue with the best race on the card, that rated novice hurdle at 250, which brings together at least five or six useful types from the summer jumping period. As ever, competitive action over hurdles and over fences. And we get stuck into that 12:35 to begin with, which is a two-mile maiden hurdle for the mares. And should be a good start here, or looks a good opportunity anyway, for getaway Katie May to strike first time up. Don't forget this horse was a hugely impressive winner of the Aintree Mares Bumper, coming from virtually last to run away with it in the end by a length and a quarter. Didn't look likely on the home turn, but this horse found a rare turn of foot later on. She's obviously very, very talented. So much so that now J.P. McManus has acquired this horse in the recent off-season. Don't forget, this horse is also second to subsequent champion bumper winner Relegate at Leopardstown in a Grade 2, with Team Tangle a well-beaten fourth. So really a clear round should be suffice for John Queeley's five-year-old to get off the mark the first time of asking. I certainly think Team Tangle's a nice horse as well to go forward. I'm sure Gordon Elliott will find plenty of opportunities for his mare. One at a bigger price, or perhaps without the favourite, if you're looking down that particular route, would be Kilbarry Way, who finished a creditable sixth in a listed bumper at Garran the other day in a very good time figure, won by Yukon Lil from the William Mullins stable. She kept on well from the back of the field that day, and she's got plenty of experience under her belt. Decent ground will suit her. Like I say, if you're just fishing around for some value in the race, like I said, maybe that five-year-old each way or without the favourite could reap some kind of rewards. On to the 105 then, which is a beginner's chase. And blow by blow, of course, last year's Martin Pipe handicap hurdle winner should really take this based on the pick of his best hurdling form. He's rated 150 over hurdles. That was courtesy of that victory at Cheltenham in March. He ran respectable on his last two runs, but he probably wasn't up to Grade 2 stroke Grade 1 standard. But he's always looked a chaser in the making. If you have a look at him, this fella, he's every inch a three-mile chaser in the making. And this is about the right time to strike with him, really. He's had two seasons over hurdles and in bumpers, and he's now seven. And Gordon Elliott, and particularly the Giggingstown operation, like to crack on with these kind of horses. Durrans River was a little bit of an unlucky faller the other day at Limerick when still in with a chance, but probably rates the next best, if you like, of those that have been running well in the summer jumping campaign. So if you're looking for an alternative without the fav there, that might be the route to go down, but it really should be blow by blow's race if he jumps a clear round. On to the 140, the first of the competitive handicaps. Don't Kick Nor Bite certainly sets a standard here, having finished a good second at Punchestown last time out, and it might well have been a victory as well to add to that Roscommon one the time before, had she not made a bad mistake at the second last. It was a real jolting error just at the wrong time when Mark Walsh was about to deliver his mare with a real potent challenge. But in the end, she had to play second fiddle to Ticket Express, who kept on well. Very consistent mare, always runs a race, and has run well at this track before. She was second at the Punchestown Festival of Hurdles beyond Lizzie's Champ back in August. The interesting one for me, though, is this 2A Permis. Now, this horse has got an absolute boatload of ability. It's just about harnessing it in the right direction. Early on last season, he clocked a phenomenal time figure when he managed to win at Garran, first time up over fences. So much so that he was strongly fancied, actually, for a Grade 2 contest at that Down Raw meeting in November, only to disappoint against some very good types. And largely speaking, he was a little bit in and out throughout the rest of the season, not really backing up what he did early on in the year. But he's now got a rating of 128. And I think it's significant that connections have switched him to Noel Mead. No disrespect to Miles Morris, but Noel would have a much better standard of horse, certainly more horses to work against. And maybe he just might have found the key to this animal, because he is very, very talented. He often goes off in front. He's a real free goer. And if he just settles down a bit and learns how to race, don't forget he's only a five-year-old. There's still plenty of time left for this 2A Permy to make up for lost time and develop into a useful handicap chaser. So he's the pick there. On to the 215. Seema Loyock is favourite here, courtesy of that victory the other day at Kilbeggan. But still no wins in five starts over fences is a little bit disconcerting, I suppose, in many respects, if you're looking to take a short price. Gunfire Reef has been knocking at the door, and I've put this fella up a few times this season, but he still hasn't delivered the goods. The solid one here, really, here is Ballyfin Boy, if you're looking for something that's bound to run his race. He loves Galway, and even though he's a 12-year-old, he still managed to win a couple of starts ago at Downpatrick when the game was tough. Another one to mention is Holly Flight, who comes out of a very good beginner's chase down in Tipperary the other day. Certainly had no chance of keeping up the likes of Young Turk, Burren Life and Moy Ross, who have got expectations of a lot better further down the line. But given that she's only rated 101, that wasn't a bad run by this mare, who's certainly well handicapped on the pick of its hurdle form. So a couple against the field there at prices, Ballyfin Boy and Holy Flight. On to the 350, the best race on the card by a mile, and this Col de Grosse, who comes here likely to be a very warm order, deserves to be off the back of that Tramore victory of the day. First time under rules over in Ireland. Was well backed and travelled really strongly in that race. He quickened up well on the running to pull readily clear, and a decent time figure, and the third and the fifth have won since, Silver Star and Star Maker, to give that form a little bit of a solid look. Ran about the 5-4, 6-4 mark this morning. Certainly the one to beat on all known form. Again, if you're looking for an alternative or something to mess around with at prices, I think Petite Tatar will run a good deal better than he did last time out at this track when fourth behind What's a Fella to Do in quite a good race. It was run at a good tempo, that race, even though there's only eight runners. And I do like the way he kept on particularly well on the running. He was good when stamina was very much his key component to victory at Listowel a couple of times ago. And stepping up to 2.5 miles, I think, might just be the answer to this horse. So even though Joseph has got a couple of nice horses in this race, Vinny the Hoddy being the other, I do think Petite Tatar is the one to get without the two, and maybe is the one to give the favourite plenty to think about there in that 250. On to the 325. A couple to consider here. I think Suidia will go well for the Willie Munnings stable. She's been in good form. Ruby Walsh is going to get down to 10 stone four to ride her, and she's had a couple of nice spins around Galway, which is certainly significant. Whether she's going to get this trip nearly 3 miles, of course, is open to question, but she showed quite well behind 0-10 in a good time figure eight a couple of starts ago, and then fourth behind Sancta Simona last time out, and again in a very well-run race. The other one to mention is Oh Here We Go, who is a horse I've been following throughout the summer jumping period. A really decent 9-year-old who finally has clicked in his last few starts. He got beat when ninth 3 starts ago, but that was off the back of a big layoff. Prior to that, he'd won, and his last 2 victories have been really good. He travelled really well at Listowel in the hands of Donna Mile, and then this Conor Orr rode him at Tipperary last time out. He looked like getting beat, to be fair, but he rallied really well after jumping the last, and he stayed him very, very strongly. Just in keeping with how the horse is feeling at the moment. And this Conor Orr, if you're not familiar with him, he's going to be the next best thing over in Ireland. I think Gordon Elliott's used him a couple of times, and he's no mug, obviously, when it comes to booking decent jockeys. So, 2 against the field there. Oh, Here We Go would probably be my number one pick at the prices, around about 10-12-1. And Suindia is the other one to concentrate on there, down the front end of the market. On to the 4 o'clock then, and this is just another unbelievable bit of placing by William Mullins with this Wicklow Brave. He's kind of plotted a course with this fella, now he's 9, just so he can just keep picking up prize money and keep him sweet and keep him happy. He won a similar race to this a couple of starts ago when he was 16 on at Listowel. He's won on the flat recently at short odds. And even though he got beat last time out in the Grade 3 at Tipperary, it still wasn't a bad effort by this 9-year-old who still runs to a very high level. He'll win by as far as he likes here. So really the only question mark is which horse is going to chase him home. And just for consistency, I'm going to pick Michael Bowes' Jamie Summers, who has only actually run this track once. But with the addition of Conor Orr taking 7 off down to 10 stone, I do think this mare has got a decent chance of at least putting it up to Val de Purbe, who's not getting any quicker or younger at the ripe old age of 9. And he's very much more a chaser nowadays. So Jamie Summers is the obvious one there to chase home the favourite there in the 4 o'clock. On to the final race then, the bumper, 4:35, and the feature of this race really is the weakness surrounding Kalanisi Org, which suggests to me that William Mullins for once might not have it all his own way in a bumper. We've got several of these who've already had experience and a run under the belt, and the two of those are Silk and Sand, who ran quite well at Ferryhouse. And more predominantly, the one I quite like here was Cotton End, who ran in a decent bumper down in Listowel at the festival back in September. It went the way of Gordon Elliott's Sassy Yet Classy. But that wasn't a bad little heat. And I do like the way this Mags Mullins train for you kept on in the latter stage in the hands of Tommy Brett. Despite drifting to her left a little bit, but obviously going on a left, right-handed track today, hopefully that will be negated to a certain degree. Shouldn't have any problems with the ground. Obviously, it was soft that day at Listowel. And even though she's by Scorpion, and that obviously sire does cast a certain shadow over her future prospects. Not many people like those Scorpions as a National Hunt sire. She's certainly got the ability anyway, if not the breeding, to go with it there. So the 4:35 for me, Cotton End is the each-way choice. Once again, thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. We've got Dundalk action for you all the way this week. We've got a bit of a Brucey bonus because Taunton's been abandoned in the UK on the Wednesday. So we've got Dundalk in the afternoon beginning at 2:45. So I'm definitely going to be covering that. And it'll be back to the all-weather venue on Friday as well for its usual slot on November the 2nd. So two podcasts this week coming up. Stay tuned to that on Wednesday, 31st of October and Friday, November the 2nd. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.